we have a long way to go with reducing food waste in corporate Australia, but some companies are taking great initiative to lead the charge. Drake Supermarkets in SA is one example. I asked Randall from Murray Bridge a bit about what they do with their food waste the other day, and he said they do a heck of a lot. So he put me on to the manager of Fresh Foods at Drake's, Tim Cartwright, who's joined me to tell us more.
There's probably four key pillars that we utilise at store level that our teams can actually manage through. One of them is sustainable solutions for packaging. And last year alone, we removed 20 tonnes of non-recyclable packaging from our ecosystem, which we feel is a great achievement. There's another one there, and with supermarket, unfortunately, you know, shrinkage and waste does play a role in owning the supermarket chain. So working heavily on that with a couple of initiatives. One of them is saving good food from landfill, and we do that there with our Safe Food Fight Waste brand. A product that normally is not standard in a supermarket, you know, imperfect fruit, we actually now have a range of products, perfectly edible, imperfect fruit, that we send now direct to our customers. Another pillar is nourishing our environment and our communities. And just with those two pillars alone, going back in 2016, we were throwing around 4,000 tonnes of inedible food to landfill. Now, that 4,000 tonnes, we've actually re-diverted it, and we utilise that. You know, any edible product goes to communities in need, and any non-edible product goes back into the environment, into compost. So we've worked extremely hard on that over the last few years, and we're really happy with, you know, that 4,000 tonnes no longer going to landfill.
I mean, that seems like a bit of a no-brainer to a lot of people, a lot of gardeners particularly, but that's not always been the case. And for a lot of supermarkets, that food ends up in garbage dumps, right, which has a terrible ramifications for the environment.
Yeah, look, and it's one of those things where we talk about food waste, and it is actually a very significant contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, carbon dioxide and methane. So for us, it was something really important. The whole idea is, you know, that the farmers work so hard to produce a product, and us as a retailer, we need to do our best to ensure that we have an opportunity for that product to be sold to our consumers. And that is what we've been working really hard on, because what we don't want to see, and what no farmer wants to see or any Australian wants to see, is product that does not even make it to the end user, which unfortunately may have to be, you know, re-put back into the soil, etc., into landfill, back on a farm, because maybe it doesn't meet certain specs. And that is a really important thing for us. I mean, we're really, really passionate about that at Drake's.
Tim Cartwright's with us, General Manager for Fresh Foods at Drake's. We're talking about the company's efforts in reducing food waste. When I've spoken to people in the industry, or even, you know, like the potato industry, for example, they say they'd love to see better infrastructure for biodegradable, compostable waste facilities in South Australia. Do you agree that SA could improve in this capacity?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there is a lot of investment going into that. But for us, we look at what we can control. So if we look at, you know, our sustainable solutions for packaging, and like I mentioned, you know, we removed just last year alone 20 tonnes of non-recyclable packaging from our ecosystem. We work with the Australian Packaging Covenant. And at the moment, you know, the gold standard is to ensure that all packaging is at least recyclable, and there is targets by 2025 that needs to be the case. We've looked at that and said, right, what is better than having, you know, recyclable product? Well, if we can make it from 100% recyclable plastics, then that's another lease on life that that product gets. So right now, in our meat department, for example, our trays that we use are made from 100% recycled plastic. And that there means, you know, pre and post consumer plastics. We're the first supermarket in Australia to move to 100% rPET on packaging like that. So that can be easily recycled back at home, and there are facilities that do recycle that right now. So that's where that one sits. The next point of that is home compostable. And for an example, our produce bags are home compostable. Our organic fresh produce is on compostable trays. So that is all home compostable that can be put in your green bin. So we've been working very, very heavily around that. We are working on plastic wrap as well, which can be home compostable. We were actually the first supermarket chain in Australia, actually the world, to have a compostable cucumber wrap. And you might look at it and say, hey, look, why even wrap a cucumber, and completely understand. But the reason that a cucumber has very thin, soft skin, and it decomposes quite quickly.
Oh, yeah, it'll go mouldy in no time if you don't have plastic around it.
So we talk about saving food from going into landfill. This is a prime example of that. You know, unfortunately, packaging does play a very important role in maintaining food safety and reducing, you know, food waste at the end. So for us to move to a home compostable wrap, you kind of have the best of both worlds. You have the product which has longevity, which means it can, you know, at least come from the farm straight into our store, straight to consumer, and they have, you know, some time to use that. So, you know, we are working, and for a small family-owned business, when it comes to the likes of, you know, Coles and Woolworths, we are actually doing a lot of things which we feel are more advanced than what they're doing. So, you know, we're really proud of some of these things. And just going back onto the question, yeah, look, I think South Australia, hopefully, you know, with some assistance, we can have the right facilities to manage and recycle and utilise a lot of these products that are going to landfill and a lot of this packaging that is going to landfill. Hopefully we can get up to a world-class level. And I feel just from the conversations that we've had of late with government and industry experts, we're heading in the right direction.
Tim Cartwright's with us, General Manager for Fresh Foods at Drakes. We're talking about the company's efforts in reducing food waste. What about the average consumer? We've been talking about using those, you know, green bins at home. I'm sure that's an important thing to do, you know, instead of chucking it in the general waste. Are there other things that shoppers can do to help reduce waste or help your efforts in reducing waste?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, one of the key things for us is, yes, ensuring that you are utilising the council bins correctly. Also bringing back soft plastics, for example, where we have collection at all of our supermarket sites for our consumers to bring back soft plastics and then we re-divert them.
Oh, that's good, because I understand that if you put plastics in general recycling, it gets caught up in the machines.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk about, you know, the green bin, for example, making sure that, you know, all the appropriate green items go in there, along with, you know, anything that is home compostable, but also when you are shopping, absolutely bring in your reusable bags for produce if you want to put it in a bag. But just doing your daily shopping, bringing in your Drake's bag into our supermarket, that is something, in our opinion, that makes a huge difference to what we do. We go back to the reduce, reuse and recycle. And that's a real nice, easy thing to remember, the three R's. We are stepping in the right direction.
Thanks so much for your time today, Tim.
No worries. Thanks so much.